We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Welcome, welcome to Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young. We're going to be inviting you all to call in today. If you want to call in and be part of the show, dial 888-627-6008. We're going to give you that number in just another second or two. So hang on if you got part of it, or get your pencil ready for that. There seems to be a great deal of consultants thinking there's no work for them and there may be too many consultants out there. Trust me, there's not too many good consultants out there. There may be too many out there, but not that I can call good. So if you think you're one of those good guys and you want some more business, get on our mailing list. Get on our referral list. We'll refer business to you. We provide 100% of the consultants for a number of lenders nationally, and we're happy to do that. So just because you're not marketing yourselves correctly, you should be. There's always ways to get more work. But the more consultants in an area, the more work everybody will do. So don't say that there's too many in your area and that that's why you're slow. You're not getting your share. Someone else is out marketing you. So our training program is only $489, and you'll get that back on your first project. And we'll show you exactly how to market yourself. Basic marketing, but it's very good marketing, marketing that'll set you up for the next 20 years if you'll do it. Most people aren't willing to do it, and that's the problem. If you're not willing to put in the time to market your services, and then you sit there and complain there isn't enough work for you, you're fooling yourself, but you're not fooling anybody else. Everybody has to pay their price. They have to pay their dues. And we show you how to do that in a very effective way, all for about $489. Now, I also made an offer before we left for our vacation. For any consultant who wants more work, get the referral, get on our referral list, and be a referral partner. Not one of you questioned us since that time. Not one. Makes me wonder if you really want more business. So, if you want to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008. Toll free and ask your renovation question or share an interesting situation you might have had recently with your 203K business. Well, most 203Ks and other type of renovation loans go off without a hitch. From time to time, the homeowner may find themselves with nobody to talk to on their side of the equation. The consultant isn't advocating for me. Well, the consultant's job is not to advocate for you. He might in the early stage, but once a loan closes, he's not working for you. He's certainly not advocating for you. I had a client get so upset with me. She said, you didn't get on either side. When we had a problem with the contractor, you let us work it out, but you didn't weigh in. And that was a compliment because we're not supposed to advocate for the borrower at that time. So I think that was a compliment saying I was doing my job right. Anyway, if you want, you got a question, give us a call right on the radio. If you don't want to do that, you can go to 203k911.com. We just renovated that website, updated it. But get down there. There's a place to send us a message, I think. I'm pretty sure. And if you will, we'll get a hold of you, give us a couple times and dates that you might be available. And we'll get with you and you can figure out if we can't help you. If you don't have a topic you'd like us to discuss on tomorrow on the radio, you know, feel free to call us and we'll be happy to take that call. I answer about 90% of my own calls. And I do that because that's the way I built my business. And I've always thought to myself, is what you do to build your business is what you should continue to do. if your business is doing everything you want it to do, then why would you change it and let somebody else answer those calls? We have a sign that we put out on some of our projects nationally. And when people call from that sign, I found that some of the people on my order desk would take that and put it to their favorite consultant in an area and not back to the consultant or their favorite lender in an area instead of the lender that put us on that job. We have a sign that tells you what kind of renovation project it is and our 877 number. People call the 877 number and they tell us where they saw the sign. We put that same lender on that project. That's a lead for those of you who don't understand what I'm saying. So that lead is important to the lender because they make considerably more than we do as consultants on a project. But nobody ever complains about their fees, and yet they quite often complain about our fees. Our fees have been regulated at a flat rate since 1994. Their rates go up with the cost of the house. Gee whiz. That means they get a raise every time property values increase, just like the realtors do. They get the same percentage, but it's a percentage. We don't get a percentage. We get a flat rate and have for 25 years. So don't be surprised if one day HUD actually wakes up and says, hey, you know what? We've been holding these guys down for 25 years. We should deregulate it like we did the appraisal business. The appraisals used to be governed, but today they're not. Appraisers can charge whatever the market will bear. The market has a way of correcting your prices. If you put your price out there too high, you're not going to get the work. And then your price is going to come down a little bit until you do get the work. So there's no reason to regulate us. So let's talk a little bit about what is an FHA loan. Well, number one, there is no such thing as an FHA loan. FHA is an insurance company, and they have a 203K loan guarantee program. Okay, they guarantee the lender that if you don't pay the lender for the money the lender loaned to you, that they will pay it, or they will take the property back and pay that lender off. It's an insurance company. That's all they are. So they're not interested in a lot of the things that most lenders are, but the lenders are interested in those things. So by FHA guaranteeing that loan, 96.5% of it, that leaves only 3.5% left for the lender to get from the borrower. Therefore, a 3.5% down payment will kind of likely get you a loan. They also do lesser credit scores, you know, from 520 to 620. Is what I hear. I am not a lender. I used to be, but I got out of that as fast as I got into it. I got my first loan. They tell you to work on your family first because they know you. I love it. I got the first loan, and they said, oh, you could have got more points. I said, I got the points that you asked me to get. Oh, well, get more next time. I realized that, no, I'm not going to do that to my family. So, or anybody else for that matter. I regard my clients as family whenever they take us on. So. Anyway, this FHA guarantee loan guarantee program is all about properties that will become a 1-4 unit building or a mixed-use building after the construction is complete. Just like any other tool that you have at your disposal, realtors, you need to know about this. Lenders, you need to know about this. Where in the world, if you're a commercial lender, you got residential aspects of that property, it might very well fit the mixed-use concept. If you've got the mixed-use concept working for you, there is a lot of potential. You might have residential upstairs and live work downstairs. Oh, if you're working with live work, in many cases you can take an old warehouse and turn it into 4 live work areas. In some areas that would go over very well. I know in Oakland we've done a few. I know in Berkeley we've done quite a few. So keep your ears open. I'm sure you've got areas around the country. When I do talks at real estate associations, quite often people tell me, well, the loan limits are too low for our area. No, they're not. No, they are not. We just did an $800,000 purchase and on top of $150,000 in construction. And the loan limit in that area was 400, I want to say 436 or 4 something like that, somewhere in that vicinity. But the options were that this guy could have paid all cash, $888,000 plus paid cash, $150,000 for the renovation. And he would have just been drained his bank account. So he put half that amount down and financed the other half. And he was in Fat City. He was back in business. Having that big a down payment, he was able to use the home style and save the PMI. Anybody that's putting 50% down is not going to go belly up. I know Calvet. Years ago, I put 30% down on a house. And after a few days, I hadn't heard from Calvet. And I said, hey, when are you guys going to get the loan information you need? Oh, we don't need any. We can close this tomorrow if you want. I said, well, why didn't you say so? Let's close it tomorrow. I said, well, why didn't you ask for credit information or anything? He says, because our rate of failure rate for homes with 30% down is almost nothing. The failure rate is so low, we don't worry about it if you put 30% down. So if you vets in California have bad credit, but you have 30% down, you may consider CalVet as your loan source. They won't even check your credit if you're 30% down, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm thinking seriously about going after and buying another 1,000 or 2,000 homes myself and get back into that wholesaling some houses to investors, which we used to do quite effectively. And we're true wholesalers. We don't save the best deals for us like some would-be wholesalers do, and they just give all their dregs to anybody else that might want them. So, but all these loan guarantee programs and VA loan, all the CalVet, this is all tools in your quiver. If you've got a strong cash, or a client with a strong cash position but is terrible credit, don't kick him out the door. If he's a vet, put him in a CalVet loan. Yahoo, you made the sale, got your commission, and go on to the next house. These are all important arrows to keep in your quiver. No disparagement meant to Indians. I was married to a Choctaw Indian for many years. We will assist you even if we weren't involved in the transaction. So if you're doing a transaction and you need our expertise, feel free to pick the phone up and call us. No, I'm not going to give you my phone number. You can go to 203konline.com and get our phone number when you're ready to call us. Anyway, I really enjoy speaking to realtors and agents in groups. I like to ask them if they ever get a client in their office that tells them they have no money down and they've always heard you can buy real estate with no money down. And hands go up. Yes, everybody, they all come into our house or into our offices every week. The laughter is overwhelming. Then I ask them, instead of just kicking them out and telling them don't let the door hit you on the way out, turn it over to the brand new agent in your office, the newest agent in your office. Send him over there because you know he's not going to make that sale. He's not going to do anything with that deadbeat. Right. Then have the new guy bring him to me, and I'll show the new guy how to put this person in a house with no money down. Ha-ha, it can be done, it is done, it's well be done, and that's how I made my real estate fortune in the first place. But in any case, you're not going to find it every day. You're not going to find many people to do it willing to teach you or tell you how. So if I take you on and teach you how to do that, I expect you to teach someone else. In fact, after a friend of mine, I taught him, he taught three people, and he told several others that he'll teach them if they teach three. So that's the new game. I'll teach you if you'll teach three. Okay, and I've taught more than three. But everyone stops laughing about that time, and they say, well, if you can turn that brand new guy into, turn that into a sale for a brand new guy, why can't you turn it into a sale for us? I said, because you were laughing. Because you were trying to hit the guy on a, with the door on the way out of the office as you kicked him out of your office. And now, because it's, you didn't know about this little program or that little program, you want to gain on that program? What the heck with you? If you are sitting there and you're not getting your right the right continuing education, that's a tongue twister, then you need to get some continuing education elsewhere. And we're happy to give that to you. But anyway, we can get people, we can refinance two of the existing mortgages and give the money to renovate them, and they can do that with no money out of their pocket. Sound too good to be true? Nope. We do it all day, every day. Please call us at 888-627-6008. Be part of the show. We'll be right back, so stay tuned.
We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Are you guys back with me? I'm back. Hey, we're back. Call us at 888-627-6008 to be part of the show. We are back with you now. Lots of questions come in about nonprofits all the time because FHA has the best nonprofit financing program in the business, to my knowledge. I don't know of anything better. Nonprofits can serve a community very well by creating affordable housing. A nonprofit gets the first look at new HUD foreclosures. And if they're in targeted areas, they can buy them at 50% discount. So if you're talking, most states have houses in the range of $300,000 to $400,000. So let's pick a $300,000 home. You got a $300,000 house being offered as, and then that's based on an appraised value, as is condition. You just got to find out if it's a fixer or not. But they can pick it up for $150,000. Now, it's still worth $300,000. It just appraised for $300,000. But are you hearing this? You're buying it for 50% discount. Because it's discounted, there's no contract of sale. The seller is not going to pay a commission. Therefore, the realtor writes the contract so that his commission, his 5 or 6% commission, is built into the borrower's loan. So instead of getting it really for $150,000, he may be getting it for, see, 3, 6, 18, $168,000, which is still a far cry from $300,000. The most profit they can put onto it after their costs and fees and expenses of maintaining it and getting the construction done, if it's a fixer. Yeah, it might not be. But if it is a fixer, then they can only add 10% to it. So if they're at 368, let's say they round it off to 370. They can add 10% or $37,000 to that property. And now they're at, they were at 168, so they can have 10% profit. That's 16.8. Let's say it's 170. That's 17,000. So it's 187. It's still worth 300. So they can sell it for 187. Somewhere in there. and it's still $100,000 below market. That's creating affordable housing. Somebody who couldn't qualify for that home at $300,000 might very well be able to qualify that for that home at $180,000 or $190,000. So this is a wonderful way to create affordable housing in your neighborhood. Wow, to me that's phenomenal. I put a post on LinkedIn last week? Looking for a lender out there that might loan to a nonprofit organization. I've been looking for a lender now for 5 years, roughly. But the glory be, we had two takers. We had two lenders that I'm talking with this coming week, both of them on Tuesday. I don't know, that must be a lender thing. They both picked Tuesday to have our next telephone conference call. So, but back in 95 to 98, nonprofits at one point got up to about 95% of our business. So all you consultants out there that are complaining or whining about not having enough business, maybe you should look, give me a call after, say Wednesday or Thursday of next week. I should have some answers by then or the following week. And let's tell you how to get involved. And I'm going to go ahead and write a couple blog posts on that and put it up on my Active Rain blog, which filters over to all my websites, by the way. So you can pick it up on any of our websites. But when you're dealing with nonprofits, HUD says they have to approve you. And you can't just start up. And I know some of you are thinking about this. You cannot just start a nonprofit tomorrow with the idea of renovating houses. That is not going to fly. HUD will not approve you. What they will approve, though, is if you have a nonprofit that is a church or a nonprofit that has a mission statement for some higher good. Maybe you rehabilitate people. Take people who are in a drug program, and as they get far enough in that drug program, your nonprofit takes them out and shows them how to build houses, how to renovate houses. That is a higher calling. That nonprofit can then get into buying and flipping houses effectively. But nonprofits can buy and hold these properties. So if you rent on a $300,000 project or a home plus renovation, versus a $200,000 plus renovation, your break-even point is a lot lower. So they may keep these properties and build a rental co-op, a rental property gold mine, if you will. So there you go. If you want to know more about this, be looking at our blog at 203konline.com or my203kconsultant.com or any of our team websites around the country. If you are looking as a consultant for more business, this is one avenue, and I loved it because you train them once, and they buy, and they buy, and they buy, and they keep buying, and you don't have to keep retraining them. They know exactly what to do. Nonprofit gets to pick the contractor, as long as he's unrelated. Some of the churches that we used to work with were fantastic. And when I'd sit down at a meeting, usually in the evening, with the church and their elders, explaining the program, they actually got excited. Back in the 90s, mid to late 90s, employment got tough. Excuse me. And as employment gets harder and harder to find, right now that's not the problem. But you might find a contractor in your congregation that is not getting as much business as he wants, and he could be the contractor. Lordy, what an idea. And he could hire people who are out of work that also go to that same church. There's lots of ways to tweak this animal and make it something that fits your need. Why would a nonprofit want to do it? Mainly because it creates affordable housing. and some income for the nonprofit. It also creates jobs in the neighborhood. When I would go through some of the old neighborhoods in Oakland, for instance, and I would see a church, and the church might be all battered up, just a very humble church, and the houses on both sides of it are all battered up. Why not uplift your entire community? In Richmond, California, the city actually had a program where they would pay you $175 to paint the front of your home. Well, they wanted a prettier face on their community. So $175. So what I did was I put together a homeless group. Believe it or not, homeless people are not talentless. Many of them have talents and are willing to do it. But there's two homeless groups out there, and you should know that. One is what we used to call hobos or tramps that sit outside the city limits and had their little burners out there, and they didn't come into the cities. And then our would-be do-gooders around the country said, hey, they should come right here. They got a right to live here too. And they brought them into our communities where those kind live on the land, and they just live by their wit. And then there's the other homeless people who are good people. Not that the other ones aren't, don't get me wrong. Good people on hard times. One of the guys that I met was homeless. I showed him how to buy real estate, and he is today a millionaire. He was a millionaire 14 years after I met him as a homeless man. He was a licensed contractor and fell on hard times. Ultimately, he lost his wife, and he was doing it on his own, but he's such a gem of a person, and he's done quite well with it, and he's training other people to do what he learned to do. So, where are we here? I've worked with the homeless for many, many years. Let's see, nonprofits. Yeah, nonprofits can actually pick up the neighborhood in a lot of ways by providing work for people. If they hire a contractor that they don't know, that's fine. Insist that they hire at least two people from your church or organization to be out there and provide jobs for those people that way. Right now, with our wonderful work our president has done and the low unemployment rates we're experiencing, what's going to happen? If there's nobody there to do the job, the price is going to go up. People are going to start seeing wage raises. I got a kick out of it. Not a kick. I mean, Katrina was a bad thing, but Home Depot in Louisiana couldn't find anybody to greet people at the door. They were hiring people at $25 an hour. That's $1,000 a week for those of you who can't add quickly. All right, so why would they pay $25 when they only pay minimum wage at other stores? It's because the economy dictates it. If you've got nobody to fill the slot and you need somebody, you're going to offer more wages. I don't want to get political, but I am dead set against minimum wage increases. Minimum wage is there as a training wage to help get these people trained. And the states know it. They know it. So when you give a big price increase, the first thing they do is go around and offer businesses, hey, for 3 months, we'll pay half their wage. Well, yeah, you wouldn't have to do that if you weren't overpriced, if the wage wasn't already too high. So anyway, I see we're running up against the clock again. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. If you want to be part of the show when we get back, then I got to get the number. You're going to call us at 888. Get that pencil up, 627-6008. And we'll give you the number again when we come back. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Hey, welcome back. We are back. And call us if you want to be part of the show. Got that pencil ready? 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. So let's move on to this next item. You know, I don't see why a realtor can't sell every house they show. Why waste your time showing three or four? Take somebody out, show them a house, have them get your little pad and pencil out there and say, okay, well, what do you like about this house? What is it you would do to improve this house so you would love to live here? That list of what to improve becomes your 203K scope of work. We can do all this to your house. You ready to buy this today? You know, this is, you've got to close these loans. You can't waste your time. How many houses could you sell in a year if you could sell every house you sold, you showed? You go out and show the house and then you sell it. I mean, if you need us to come out and give a talk to your organization, then give us a call. Go to 203K91. Beg your pardon. Let's go to 203KOnline.com. That's 203KONLINE.com. And go down to the contact form and fill it out. Tell us what you need because we do travel. In fact, we're getting ready to do a cross-country travel. We've got a couple lenders on the East Coast that want us to do some stuff in some states they're opening up in. And then as we travel on our vacation, we're going to stop and see all these people along the way and do some real interesting seminars. People see our seminars and they don't believe it. We're giving the same information that 999 other guys are given during the week with a twist. And that twist is getting the orders in the room. So if your listing has a need or any repairs, put it in there. This is the 203K candidate. Let people know that this is a fixer. Somehow I identify it so that we can get in there and get the right people for your home right now. And we'll help you sell it. Why do you have a scope of work? That's what someone asked us the other day. Why not? Would be my question. A scope of work makes sure that everybody's bidding the same list. The consultant's job is to get out there and create that scope of work with the borrower. It's not to tell you to get a contractor's bid ahead of time because you don't know what the scope of work is. The contractor can guess, but if he doesn't know the minimum property standards, he's going to guess wrong and try to get him to change that bid. That could be a 3 or 4 month project in itself. It could be a nightmare. We had one that we took over that contractors were given different instructions by the borrower that contradicted the job specs, which were clearly described in scope of work. Let's go back to the contracts that were signed by the borrower. When you get a 203K loan or a home style loan and the loan closes, you're obligated to do that scope of work. You can't just decide to do something different. You've got to stick with the plan, so to speak. So, attention realtors. If you deal with a lot of FHA foreclosures, there's some programs that are being underserved. How would you like to sell houses at 50% discount? How many houses could you sell at half price? I mean, if everybody else is selling this house for $300,000 and you're selling it for $150,000, how many do you think you could sell? Now you write the contract to give you 6% on $300,000. Okay, so you got, let's say 5%. 5% of $300,000 is $15,000. That's a pretty healthy commission. You get $15,000 for knowing the program, which you don't currently deal with. I bet you there's not more than 0.1% of the realtors in this country that are taking advantage of this program like it could and should be taken advantage of. It's there to help you. So if you use the Good Neighbor Next Door programs like Teacher Next Door or the Officer Next Door, we had one officer, he was a prison guard, goes to work every day with a badge on, qualified to make the program, and we sold 9 more projects to the prison guards that he worked with. You know, believe it or not, there's a lot of police officers that don't live in a house right now. They rent for whatever their reasons are. That's not a good place to be. Let them get a house. Let them gain some equity. So this Good Neighbor Next Door program and the nonprofits fit in there too. The nonprofit can buy a house for half price. Officers next door and teachers next door can buy houses that are HUD foreclosures in targeted areas and get them for 50% discount. Why would HUD do that? It's because periodically you have a police car or EMT or a fire truck coming into that neighborhood more often. Okay, and the visibility becomes less desirable for the undesirable elements in a neighborhood. So you must be careful, though. When you're getting a 50% discount, they do not pay commissions. So you have to build your commission onto your offer so the borrower ends up paying it and financing it in your commission, in his loan. Okay. Another thing you need to be careful about is when you're making the offer. If you know you're getting 50% off, there's been a few people that just get dumb. So the house is listed at an appraised value of $300,000 by HUD. So you figure, well, I'm going to get $150,000, so I'll just bid $50,000 more. And I'll get the house for sure. No, you don't get the house, and that deal will fall apart. If you're going to buy a house for that has been appraised by HUD for $300,000 as is, and you know you're going to buy it for $150,000, then you're going to offer somewhere like $300,010 or $300,100. And the reason for it is anything you bid over the $300,000 has to be paid in cash at the time of the offer. So if you're offering $100 more, that is not going to break the client. He's going to put that down. His 3.5% down payment is based on the 50% discounted price plus your commission. So $150,000 house with a 5% commission, what's that? 10% would be $15,000, so $7,500 commission on this house. And you just, that's built into the loan. So if you bid $350,000 thinking you're going to get a 50% discount, no, you're going to get a price of $150,000. And you have to come up with anything you bid over the $300,000. So all you consultants out there that are whining that you don't have enough work, you need your education improved. Because this program, you could be out educating realtors about it, homeowners about it, put it on your website, and start getting some interest. When they want to know more about it, put my phone number there and let them call me and ask me about it. And then we send them right back to you, and you get to make the on-the-ground decisions, okay? So there's a lot of things that you could be doing right now to market your services that you're not doing. If you're sitting around waiting for phone calls off your HUD listing, you are never going to be more than 3 or 4 or 5 jobs a month at most. And you're not getting that. So I say at most. Anyway, are we on the same page here? I hope that the realtors are listening. Last thing I want you to do is sell a house and not get a commission at all because you forgot to bill it in. If you want to talk about it, feel free to give me a call. Who qualifies for the Officer Next Door program? Well, police officers, firemen, EMT, prison guards, pretty much anyone who wears a badge to work for public safety. Does not include rent-a-cops or other private security companies. It does not include people who drive armored cars. They are not officers for the purposes of this program. Teacher Next Door must be grades 1 through 12. But they qualify to buy at 50% discount. Now you see why nonprofits are a big source of income. You train them once, they buy and buy and buy and buy and keep buying. So all you 203K consultants out there, have you ever been told, I need my report right now? Home inspectors and 203K consultants quite often get told this. I need my report back tomorrow. We're going to close in 45 days and I need to get this in right away. Laughing out loud. Ha, ha, ha. Why in the world, if you have 45 days, do you need my report tomorrow? If you want a feasibility report, I can do that for you and you can have it in a couple hours. And then you can start your ball rolling while I do my real report. But I have to do, consultants have a due diligence. And they have to provide that due diligence. And they can't do it overnight. And the ones that say they can aren't. Let me tell you that, they're not. Anyway, I got one client sent an order over yesterday. Client wanted to see it, wanted us to see it next Friday, a week away. The homeowner client wanted us to see it a week away. The lender, we always notify our lenders that, you know, we got that set up for next Friday based on the borrower's request. And then the lender calls back, no, I don't want to wait till next Friday for you to see it. I want you to get over there and see it Saturday if you have to, and then turn it in Monday or Tuesday. Well, it was $300,000 worth of construction. How am I going to put a bid together over the weekend unless I work every working hour during the day on my Saturday and Sunday? Well, I follow that impertinent, especially since you can't close it till then. Remember I told you earlier today in this program, we had a brand new litter doing their first 203K. They called me out there first, like I told them to. They closed in 30 days. You know, we have concurrent timelines. Concurrent timelines. A friend of mine, Joe, and I created that term, concurrent timelines. Why are we letting you do your job and run to the finish line and then telling me it's time to run to the finish line? No, we can be running together, but you've got to be fair and think about this. You know, anybody that runs with a team can close these in 30 days pretty darn regularly. 35 maybe. But 30 all the time, 21. I've got a couple lenders that consistently close 203Ks in 21 days, and they don't ask for the report tomorrow. Okay? They don't. There's no HUD requirement for a contractor's bid, but every lender wants it to match exactly, penny for penny, the consultant's bid. Why does it have to match anything, penny for penny, if it doesn't have to exist? You know, this is the irony of this. The lenders don't know their own program. They don't know the whys and wherefores. So they put on stupid requirements from time to time that delay the loan closing. What is that chirping? Anyway, work with the team. And let the team play together. Don't wait till you're at the 1 yard line and then tell somebody that, hey, we're going to cross the line on the next play and you guys got to be ready. So you need to see the house today or tomorrow morning, write your report today or tomorrow afternoon, and turn it in so that we can all get ready for closing. And you ask the lender, well, when is it scheduled to close? 45 more days. So we don't have to rush that extent. And we do have to provide our due diligence at all times. So don't wait till you're on the one yard line to call your consultant. They should be called up front and so forth. So I see we're up for a break and I got a chirp. I got to go find out what it's all about. So if you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008. We appreciate it. And for right now, hang in there. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with you for the conclusion of our show.
We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Hey, welcome back to our program. Call us at 888-627-6008. I dare you. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you, really would. And I'm sure some of my listeners would like to hear from somebody besides me. So feel free. Anyway, I understand there's somebody, people telling the contractor bid, get the contractor bid before you go out to see the property. That's totally against the guideline, by the way. So if you're a consultant and you've been told to call for that contractor's bid before you go out, you will get bid sooner or later. I hope sooner. That's not the rules. Get the guideline out and read it. And if you can't find it, tell me and I'll read it to you and for you. But our job is to get out there ahead of time and help create the scope of work. And if you've got a contractor bid, then you can use that as the scope of work, but you still have to inspect. And you're supposed to turn in for the FHA 203K a quasi-home inspection, your inspection report that we have to disclaim as this is not a home inspection. HUD and their infinite wisdom says we have to be licensed home inspectors if licensing is required in our state. And I have to laugh because the first thing they tell us to do is what we're doing is not a home inspection, which makes us in violation of the process. If you're a 203, excuse me, if we're a home inspector, we're supposed to do home inspections according to some rules. And first thing you do is we're doing a inspection for the purposes of construction, and it's in total violation and against our home inspection license, so therefore we have to disclose that it's not a home inspection. Well, if it's not a home inspection, why do we need to be home inspectors? Anyway, totally against everything, any common sense. So I know one lender that's out there telling everybody to get ahead of the game, get a contractor bid before you come to the table. And that's false. What it is, all this does is put the lender ahead of the game because they're not counting that time as part of the loan time to close escrow. Uh-huh. Yeah. So what happens is they let you do that. Sometimes it's 6 weeks to get a contractor bid. So you finally get a contractor bid, and then they say, okay, everything looks good. We got the loan approved. Everything good. All right, now we'll have the consultant come out there, and we'll start our clock. And we're going to close this thing in 30 days for you. And then they tell the consultant they want their report in. Can you get this to us tomorrow? I mean, it's no big deal. We're giving you a contractor's bid. Well, we got that one that's going on right now that the contractor, homeowner is a contractor, a big contractor, and he has a buddy that's a contractor, and they've written it up. I'm sure it has no profit and overhead in it based on what I saw, but I'm not the consultant on this one. But I still looked at it for the lender, and it doesn't have profit and overhead in there. Can't have. It's too tight. The bid is too close to the chest, too close to the vest. So what happens? You go ahead and fund that loan, and then that contractor gets hurt and can't perform. Who's going to do it for that price? Nobody is going to do it for that price because it's not doable. There's no profit and overhead. So what I recommend to the lender is let's fund it at, let's add 20%. Profit and overhead, 20%. Add 30%. I don't care. Add something. Pay the contractor exactly what he's got on his bid and don't let him get more. And when it's all over and said and done, you're going to refinance him out of this thing. Put that 30% down on the project, on the new loan rather, and it'll look like they put money into this project, into this loan. But if anything happens and we have to bring another contractor in, we'll have the money to pay the new contractor profit and overhead. That's the only way that I can see this loan closing and keeping the lender happy and safe and secure and HUD happy, safe and secure. But by getting the contractor ahead of time, contractor bid ahead of time, and handing it to the homeowner, who then gives it to the consultant as if it's gospel, then the consultant, the unknowing, unwitting consultant, says, oh, good, I got a contract. I can just write this thing up really quick. So he writes it up really quick with those numbers, and he doesn't do his due diligence, and he doesn't realize that these prices are very, very low. You know, we have, if you ever need to check prices, you can go to any of our websites, but the easiest one to remember is 203konline.com. And in the upper stripe there, there's a do-it-yourself, DIY, do-it-yourself job estimator, a project estimator. Click on there, fill out the blanks. We're going to send this to you in an email, so you got to use a real email. If you don't, it ain't going to get to you. But there's no charge for it. Just put your email address in there, a zip code, so we can get this to you zip code specific. It's Home Tech Services, which is reliable, fully loaded, profit, overhead, workers' comp prices by zip code anywhere in the United States. Now, I've made it that easy for you. So lenders out there, you can do it too. You got to check some prices, so you got an updated kitchen. What did I pull up a minute ago? Oh, I closed it already. Darn it. But see, job cost per value versus value. There's a website out there, and you can look at if you update your kitchen, standard upgrades, how much value is that going to provide to the house. And it's a pretty interesting site to play with. And it's done state by state as well. I imagine if you clicked on a state and they didn't have it, they'd just tell you that. But so I recommend that you do that. Use our site. Go to that job estimator and double check their numbers on the kitchen upgrade or the bathroom upgrade. And you're going to get a bona fide, realistic bid that any contractor should be happy to take. Okay, it may be lower than his, but it may be a little bit higher than his normal bid. But it gives you that firm commitment to a quality bid. Okay, so use that service. It's there for you and it's free. Now we get the rest of the story. The borrower turns out to be a licensed contractor, a rather large one. He has better buying power than a small contractor does. So he's trying to get everything completed at cost. So he's not putting labor and materials on his materials. I mean, he's not putting his profit and overhead on his material costs. Somebody still has to go get them, so he's going to go get them. But that doesn't allow for a bona fide person to come in and actually do this work in the event that something happens to the borrower. Okay? So you're putting HUD at risk. You're putting the lender at risk. You're putting your license at risk. If you're doing these things, stop doing it. I think the lender's spot on in this case. Realtor is adamant that he can get this stuff done. He's a flipper, and he's sure he can get this stuff done without any problem at that rate. But it's not anywhere close to reality. He might be able to get it done, but he's doing it because he's buying materials at a reduced rate, and he's not putting markup on them. So there's another misnomer out there that says the contractor's bid and the contract consultant's bid must match penny for penny. How many times have us consultants heard that BS? Show me in the guideline where it says a contractor's bid is even warranted. HUD doesn't require a contractor's bid. Consultant puts a bid together, contractor looks at it, if he agrees to it, sign it. It just became his bid. I used to take and always took one item and lowballed it so low that it couldn't be missed. I highlight it if I had to. If the guy says, it looks good, I'll sign it and send it over. No, no, no. I want you to look at item 3 or item 6. And oh, God, God, I'm glad you pointed that out. I said, what number do you think it should be? And let him change one number. That whole bid became his. He modified one number and accepted all the rest of them. That became his bid. But it's false thinking that they have to match penny for penny. Lender might tell you that, but HUD tells you something else. If you're a consultant and HUD says, if they match penny for penny, it's a fluke. It's a one in a million, maybe a one in a million chance that they'll match penny for penny. And if we catch you matching penny for penny, we'll take you and penalize you by removing you from the HUD list for sanctions for 6 months. So you want to be out of business for 6 months? No. But there's no, you know, if you're waiting for a contractor bid, it takes 6 weeks for you to get all these subs out there and look at that stuff. But if you'll accept your bid, you can close these loans faster. Rely on your team. Make sure you've got a quality team that does the job properly. And rely on their results. And close the loans. That's what this is all about, is getting these loans closed. It's not about taking 60 days. Now, I got so disappointed for one of my loan officers years ago with Bank of America. He got the loan ready to close in 29, 28 days. And was told by his boss, no, we don't want to set up an unrealistic expectation. So we're going to hold this to 45 days and then close it. Isn't that scary? There's another misnomer out there that you must have a contractor's bid to close a 203K. You do not. Homestyle bid, you don't even have to have a consultant. Now, there's a lot of lenders that are smarter than that and want a consultant to back them up in the field and see what that stuff's about. So, you know, just there's so many things going on there that people have created because they think this is the way it should go, and they've modified it. So, anyway, I just want you to know that we're here for you. And let's see. Okay, we're coming up on our end of our show. I appreciate it that you've been here today. I wish you'd call in. So think about what you could talk about next Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. Thanks for being with us today. We do appreciate it. Join us next week on Sunday between 1 and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we'll broadcast to you as we broadcast to you from our Las Vegas studios. We look forward to seeing you next time. Please bring your questions. If you can't, then call in and leave the questions or type them in an email. Use 203konline.com. Go to the contact information there and set it in there. Give it to us. We appreciate all your comments and keep them coming.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you love? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.